CD 2, track 34.
Today we're going to talk about the 2016 Space Apps Challenge, organised by NASA. What kind of challenge was this?
Well, it was related to the planned trips to Mars. It's not going to be long before we travel there, and so the challenge was to explore the surface of the planet, bearing in mind that there are some pretty extreme conditions there.
So the challenge was to design some kind of vehicle?
Not in the way most people understand it. Not with wheels. It's a bit more complicated than that. You see, it had to be portable, so it had to be a kind of jetpack that you wear on your back.
I see. Were there any other conditions?
Yes. Because of the distance of Mars from the Earth, there's a problem carrying fuel for these expeditions. So a condition was that the fuel had to be produced locally, in other words, on Mars. And of course, it would need to power the engine enough to lift and transport the operator.
And I understand the winners of this particular challenge come from Ukraine, is that right?
That's right. Their design, the Mars Hopper, won the People's Choice Award. One of the team members, Alexander Butkaliuk, said that he hoped the design would be adopted, and he felt sure that Ukraine had the technology to make it happen.
So did the team have to build a jetpack?
It was more important that they could prove that it could be done. So they had to design an app that would act as a kind of flight simulator and would take into consideration the conditions on Mars.
And how did they get round the fuel issue?
They designed a jetpack that runs on carbon dioxide. This would be collected on the surface of Mars, there's plenty of it, and used for each flight. Basically, it could refuel every time it landed.
Sounds impressive.
Yes. They made calculations regarding energy consumption to demonstrate that it could be done. They also included details of flight conditions on Mars. Most of this was done on a computer, but they did actually build a working model too.
To prove that it can be done.
That's right.
Well, we don't have too long to wait to see if it's used, do we?
No, we don't know exactly when, but the first manned trip to Mars is not too far away.
Exciting stuff. Thank you for coming in to talk to us.
My pleasure.